It's cool being here, actually, because I saw Rob coming in and Jackie and all my friends that I grew up with, and it's so crazy to me to think that after all these years, you know, we're all still friends. Most of them work at the church, which is even cooler. And anyway, it's just I feel blessed to have come from that kind of a heritage and to still be plugged in a church. So anyway, I'll start off with this verse. If y'all want to turn in my nice Bible that I brought. That's what I texted my mom. I was like, hey, I didn't even bring a Bible. How unspiritual am I? Okay, well, it's on my phone. It's the same, I think. I don't think they change it online. But anyway, turn to Psalm 92:13. And we can just go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you for this day. We love you. We love your word. We thank you that you're here with us. And I thank you that you help my words come out somewhat coherent and pieced together in a way that hopefully helps some people, in Jesus' name. So yeah, my mom was like, oh, you can speak. And somebody said she's preaching tonight. And I was like, I wouldn't call it preaching. But when I was thinking yesterday, it's so funny. You grow up in church. You know, I can't say I know the whole Bible, but I should be able to think of something to speak on. And my mind was like, oh my gosh, I can't think of one thing. This is crazy. How do I know the Bible and not think of one thing? And my mom was like, I'm sure you have something on your heart. And when she said that, I thought, you know, something that has been on my heart recently, and it's about being planted. And the verse I had y'all turn to is, those who are planted in the house of the Lord, I don't even have to look at it, but will flourish and prosper in the courts of our God. And I know a lot of you I don't know. And so most of you know, like, my story growing up. I grew up in church. It was actually pretty funny. A few times ago when we were visiting, I was walking through the foyer, and this sweet lady came up and introduced herself and asked my name, and she's like, is this your first time here? And I was like, I've been here once or twice. But, you know, I grew up in church. I was pretty much born planted. I mean, like, we were here every Sunday, every Wednesday, and then working for the church. I worked for the church for a while and served in the church. I mean, we were here every time the doors open, and I kind of grew up just being planted and didn't really know any different. And even like when I went to college, I went to Boise State, and Pastor Mark at the time, just a few years ago, he was my youth pastor at the time when I went to college. And so I went to his church, and it was super easy to be planted. I mean, you knew them. I was involved in the church there, came back here some. So I grew up with this very clear pattern of life of being planted in the church. And then this dreaded day came where I'm sure my parents thought we backslid and heard from Satan himself to move away. And so we moved to Texas. And for the first time, I was a first-time visitor at a church. And I'm telling you, it is a new experience when you've never been a first-time visitor anywhere. I mean, even when we would go to different churches, it was usually like a conference or something. So you didn't really feel like a visitor. You were just there for the conference and you left. And so the people were nice. But I mean, it was like, I thought I was this friendly, outgoing person, you know. Here, it's like, you know everybody. When I lived here, it was like you didn't have to make friends, you know. You had friends. You didn't have to, like, work on relationships with people because it was just easy. And then you move away, you're a first-time visitor, and it's like, I totally get it now when you want to kind of come after the worship starts and you want to leave kind of right when it ends. It's like that balance of really not wanting to be noticed, but then you want people to be friendly to you. It's really weird. But I found myself in this weird place where I didn't want to really talk to people. I just wanted to go. And being planted at that time meant something completely different. It was this horrible, like, I didn't feel, it wasn't that they didn't make me feel accepted, but I just didn't feel like I fit. It was like, I don't know anybody. This is so weird. And when I was thinking about this actually just last week, about a seed being planted, you know, at first when the seed goes in the ground, it's kind of lonely. I mean, it's not like you got all these nice trees and they're all together waving in the wind together and it looks all beautiful. But when you're planted as a seed, it's kind of like, ah, Like, I don't know, this is so hard. I don't want to do this by myself. And there's like this moment, and it can come and go a lot, but where you just would rather uproot yourself and say, oh, okay, I'll try something else because this feels a little awkward and it feels a little lonely and I don't know. And we really just felt like that's where we needed to be. And even I was like, and I'm a church person, so you think like a church person is just going to stick it out, you know, power through. I'm going to make friends. I'm going to get involved. But it was so uncomfortable not have ever been in that place. And I really found myself feeling for people that go to church for the first time. And, you know, back in the day, I thought, how could someone feel like, you know, people aren't friendly? You can have friendly people around you and still feel completely like you don't fit and you don't want to. And it made me really have a heart for someone that's new. It's like, I want no one to ever feel like that in a church ever, because it's tough. But there is that point where you as a person have to say, this is where I'm planted. This is where I'm going to commit to staying, because you can never grow or develop if you don't stay planted. It's like, even just that verse said that those who are planted will flourish. And just like a seed, once it's planted, if you uproot it, it can't even do what it's intended to do. So this whole thing I'm talking about, this is a total side note. This might take 5 minutes, or we could be here a while. I'm not sure. I looked at my watch after it was done, and I was like, are you kidding me? 7:13 worship? You should have taken a little longer. Anyway. I'm sitting here going, wow, it's 7:22. Ha! Okay. So, sorry, I'm just being a little open. But those are the thoughts that I should think and not say. Just be like, okay, you need to pace yourself. Not say out loud. But whatever. Okay. So, back to being planted. So that's what this is all about for me. I've been thinking about how important, and I look back, we've been gone for like four and a half-ish years now. Too long, apparently. I think when that person asked me and they said they hadn't seen me, or they asked me it was my first time, it made me think, perhaps we need to visit more often. Yeah, shout out to my parents right there. Okay, so being planted. And when we had committed to go to this church, we really felt like this is where the Lord wanted us. I even was like, after a few weeks of going, great place, but I was like, let's just try somewhere else. You know, like, I don't know, this might not be it. So, and then it was really odd trying somewhere else. You almost felt like you were cheating on your church that you had committed to. It was so weird. But I was like, I hope no one sees us. Anyway, but so we tried another church, and it was just really like, no, this is where we're supposed to be. So we were committed to the church. We're gonna get involved, all the things. And even after being involved, I still had this feeling like, God, just I've never had to make friends. You know, that sounds so weird and actually so spoiled that I never had to make friends, because people have to make friends all the time. And I always thought of myself as this friendly, outgoing person. Apparently I'm not, because I was just like, I didn't ever want to like insert myself in people's, you know, like, oh, can I join you guys? No, that wasn't me. If I didn't feel like I was super welcome to join, I would just leave right after the service. So I had to really learn, like, this is where I'm planted. Relationship is what it's all about. You know, within a church, it's like, yeah, I really feel for people that don't have that. I mean, if you don't have a church family, God didn't design us to do life by ourselves. And it's so easy, even as a church goer, to isolate yourself. We found ourselves very much like, we went to church, enjoyed it, and went home. And it was so easy to be like an island, even within a church body, like getting planted and plugged in. There's so much life in that. And that's the way that God designed it. He didn't design us to, you know, go through things alone, to live in this place where we don't really feel like we have people that we're connected to. We're supposed to be connected. But I saw people that started going to this church after us, just all of a sudden we're like best friends with everybody involved in everything. And I'm like, what? How is this happening? How am I not like fitting in? And it took me to a place where it's like, you know what, some people, it's really easy for them to just jump right in and they're involved and everything's great and it's like real easy for them. And some people it's not. Apparently the some people it's not is me. But being committed to the process, because just like a seed that's planted in the ground, it's a process. It doesn't immediately have all these branches and flowers and look amazing and stand on the stage and lead. it takes time. And being planted and then being committed to the fact that it's not necessarily an overnight thing. You don't automatically have our best friends with everyone, and not that that is what it's about, but you're not automatically, you know, in relationship with everyone. It takes time and it takes doing. It's easy to not do anything, and it's hard to take that first step and be like, hey, let's go to lunch or let's go do something. And so we had committed after actually longer than I would like to admit of going and not doing anything to do that. We were just gonna, it was hard and it was awkward, and it shouldn't be. Lord, have mercy. I grew up in church. This should be easy. But it wasn't for me. And so we decided that this is what we're gonna do. We're planted, and this is where we're going to church, and we're gonna make relationship and make this the way that it was intended to be. And even that comparison made it harder. So comparing yourself to someone else's growth, you know, you might be a seed planted and you need some roots before you got this, you know, tree growing, and it might take a while before it seems like to everyone else that everything is going great. It might take a while to develop the way that a seed needs, just like different seeds take different times, you know, like I think in school, don't they give you like a seed and for kids, and like the next day it sprouts and it's like amazing for them to watch. There's some seeds that's not how it works. And so you just have to commit to the process. I would love to say that I got 3 steps or 3 points here, but this is just evolving as we go. So one other thing that I was thinking about is that this whole process of growing is not necessarily comfortable. You know, it's not necessarily an easy process. Just like for instance, working out. That's not comfortable. It's not, you know, it's super comfy to just sit on the couch and not work out. It's not comfy to go to the gym and do what it takes to see the results you want. And just thinking about comfort, sometimes people think that, well, I feel really uncomfortable, this must not be God, you know, or this is kind of hard, so this must not be God. And, you know, there's a difference between having peace and not having peace about something and it not being God, but just being uncomfortable or stretching you. You know, growth is not necessarily comfy. I mean, I know Monique, when she was younger, she had growing pains, and more so than me because she's taller, but I mean, I remember a time when that was not comfy. And growing, the whole process of growing is going to be stretched. It's going to take more than just sitting around and being where you're comfortable, because comfort level is not necessarily a good gauge of whether or not it's a God thing. And staying planted, you know, even in just natural things, staying planted to a church, if you feel like God's called you somewhere here, for instance, this is probably a group of people, since it's Wednesday night, that are fairly planted. But once, even being planted, just little things like that make you, you know, being offended, those kind of things, it's so easy to uproot yourself just because, look, I didn't like that, I'm gone. Or even bigger things than that. But when you feel like this is where God's called you, you got to commit to the process. And whether or not that means it's going to be a bed of roses, which it's not, staying committed, staying planted, and not uprooting yourself. Because frankly, in the process, if you say, no, this is not for me, you've killed the growth. And the growth and the development is part of the way that God has set this whole thing up. And it's beautiful in the fact that we get to do life with all these people and have relationships, and ideally we want to build each other up and help each other grow along the way and not be the reason someone uproots themselves, or even allow someone to do that around you. You know, like being that person that can say, no, we need to stay planted. This is where God's called us. We need to stick to it. I was thinking about this earlier today. It's amazing to me how many times that God references a seed in the Bible. You know, like seed time and harvest, like the sower sows the seed on all these different kinds of grounds, and the seed, faith is like a mustard seed, all these things. And I was thinking about a seed and how in a small seed is the potential for everything that whatever seed it is, a tree or whatever. Granted, it needs water and sunlight and all that, but in that seed is the potential for the whole tree. And it starts right here. And my husband and I, we have horses, and we've trained some team roping horses. And So many times we've had a horse and we thought, oh, this horse has so much potential. And you go through the process of training, and that potential is only worth something if it ends up, that potential ends up being realized. Like, if it stays in this potential range forever, it's like there's got to be some point you pull the plug, because potential is only good until it's realized. If it's just potential, and 5 years down the road, we're still saying, oh, this horse has so much potential, we're just not there yet. It's like, time to, send him down the road. Luckily, God doesn't do that to us, or it would be bad news. However, that potential, we all have the potential. God has put within us everything that we need, and we just have to stay planted, because the potential is there. To get planted, to get watered, all the things, staying with it is when we have the ability to grow. And just like a horse that, that potential is there, but if we keep uprooting ourselves and being like, oh, I don't feel comfortable, or I don't whatever, it won't ever have the time to mature, and that potential will never be realized because we continue to whatever, if it means church hop or whatever it may be. And I think about, how much potential is in this room, or here on a Sunday morning, and you think, man, if all of us would commit to the process and stay planted, that's the way that God designed us to all develop and grow. And we can only develop and grow when we're planted. You don't see a seed laying on the ground and all of a sudden the seed becomes a tree laying on the ground. Like, it has to be planted. That even if it starts to grow and ends up rooted, it's going to die. And it's that potential is just still going to be in the seed, and nothing's ever going to happen with it. And I want to encourage you, if you're one of those people that has uprooted yourself or feel like you're not really planted, even if you feel like your seed may have died, God is still there, still with you. It doesn't matter the things that you've gone through, the things in your life that you may not feel like you're even worthy to stay in church. You might be sitting here today thinking that if God was one of those that with the lightning bolt, it would be you. And frankly, thank the Lord he's not. And it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, if you had a bad night last night, God can start today with the seed, with your commitment to stay. This is, we all want to fulfill what God has done for us, or God has for us. And starting today, I mean, I think about this process I've been on, being planted in the church I'm at. And if I wouldn't have started, years ago, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And today, I think about the things in the future that I want to have fruit in my life. I can keep putting it off, whatever, or I can start today. And I want the growth and the potential and the things that God has for me to grow and to develop. And I know that the only way for that to happen is to stay planted. The church that we go to is great, and not better than this one. I hope they're not listening. Everyone always says that. Oh, I hope my mom's not listening. But I'm so happy that I went through those awkward phases where, I called somebody at church that was on my heart, and I'm like, hey, let's go have coffee. This is so weird for me, but whatever. And we now have a great friendship because of it. And I think about all the things that if I wouldn't have started then, if we would have like jumped around for a while, gone to some other churches, it wouldn't be fulfilling. It would be one of those things where I know, especially having come from a church background, I would know this is not what I'm supposed to be doing, but sticking it out when it wasn't fun. And I hate to say going to church wasn't fun, because that wasn't it. I loved the church service. I loved the worship, all that. It was the relationship part that was hard. And I think so many people can stay in that disconnected state so easily. It's one of those things that can happen and totally be unnoticed. I mean, I remember going to church, even saying hi to some people and leaving and feeling totally alone. And I hate that for anybody that feels that way, because they didn't know that I felt that way. I acted like I was like, oh, hey, how's it going? You know, and then I'd leave and be like, oh my gosh, I have no friends. And that it's a really hard place to find yourself when you feel like you don't have those relationships built. And the thing, you know, understanding that, you know, God connecting us to a community and to relationships with people is so vital to, you know, every area of our life when we go through things, because we're all going to go through things, to have people there with you and to have people to support you and to lift you up when you don't feel like it or when you feel down, and to be able to do that for somebody else is so great, you know, and to be able to stand in the gap for people, to help them when they don't feel like when they maybe want to not be planted. They want to give up because, you know, maybe they don't see the results they want to see, or even people that feel, you know, called to the ministry and feel like I'm always getting overlooked or whatever that is. But staying true to the call of being planted in a church. And when you feel that this is where I'm supposed to be, you know, so many times I think you come into a place and you feel like this is home. That's how we felt at the church we were in. But even with that feeling, you have to take that step to connect with people and to connect, you know, even to serve. That is an easy way to get connected practically. When you serve in a church, you know, greeter or whatever that may be, you automatically meet people. You get to be in a community type situation. And I just encourage you, if that's you, if you're sitting here today and you're thinking, I go to church, I go on a Wednesday night, which is commendable, I must say, but I still feel totally alone. I don't feel like I have friends. I feel like I come here and it's great. The service is great. People are nice, but I still feel totally disconnected. I would just encourage you to take the first step, and this is really practical, but if you see someone that you think you could be friends with, give them a call and do something simple as that. And even if that doesn't turn out to be your best friend or whatever, that step will help you in the process of building relationships and getting involved. Coming to church is just someone that sits there, listens, and leaves. It just isn't fulfilling in the long run. I mean, it might seem, you know, you might not have to commit to serve because that's kind of hard to make a commitment. But in the long run, it'll be so much more fulfilling, and it's the way that God intended to stay connected and being planted and having a relationship with people around you and not being an island. Because even I, when I was going to church, even serving in church, I found myself in a place where it's like I would just leave and feel like an island. And it's a hard step to take, but committing to the fact that when I'm planted in this church, I'm going to stick it out for one, but do what it takes to get your roots in the ground, make connections with people, and see what God has for you. Because frankly, it says those who are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish. Flourishing is what we all want. We all want to have beautiful flowers on our trees and be just what God wanted us to be. And the only way that's going to happen is to stay planted and to stick it out and be part of the process the way that was originally the way it was set up. So it didn't take 5 minutes, but it also didn't take 45. So we're somewhere in the middle, but that's just what I had on my heart. And I hope it helps you, because I know that it's easy to think that everyone around you has all these friends and is all, you know, connected and it's easy for them, but it's not the case. Even me, who grew up in church, had lots of friends. I've been in the place that where you don't feel like you fit in or you connect with people. And so don't think just because someone looks like they have it all together that they don't also need connection with people. So don't be afraid to reach out to somebody who even might not seem like they need it and make that first step. So anyway,